to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, thank you. Is there anyone here that is planning to testify today? Okay, all the applicants, could you please all stand and raise your right hand so I can swear you all in at the same time? Do you swear that the evidence you shall give to the board in this action shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God? Okay, and could we, starting on the left, state your name, address, and relationship to the case? Well, we can do that before you, as we call the case, I'll have you state your name. Okay, thank you. Okay, so new business, planning and zoning, administrative variance, 2748 Cooper's Island Road, Fishing Creek, Maryland, 21634.
Yes, it's 2748 Cooper's Island Road, administrative variance. We have this task guy, some weird environmental planner. He will be speaking about this case.
Okay, thank you.
Good afternoon. Cassie Dice, Father Home Court, Money Environmental Planner. So I've been working with Mr. Nostrand. They're seeking administrative variance to put a sunroom addition on their property. They're going to put it on top of an existing uncovered deck. It's going to go 2 foot beyond that. It's going to be a 10 by 18 sunroom. It's within the expanded buffer. They have met all of the requirements of administrative variance. They're also be required to submit a buffer management plan at 3-1, which they've already begun working on. Cooper area has stated that given we find they've met all of their requirements, they are not in opposition to this project. And I believe they're also here to speak on this. I'll let them talk a little more. But planning and zoning is in favor of approving this. So if you have any questions about it, I'll just talk about it a little more, but I'll let that happen.
Okay. Hi, I'm Phyllis, Mrs. Chuck, and we're asking for a variance for 180-foot square foot sunroom off of our living room dining area.
And this is at 2748 Hooper's Island Road.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah, it's fine.
Okay. I think it's noteworthy. It looks as if you're going to be constructing that on the side of the home, not on the back, which is the waterfront.
Correct.
So that's noteworthy, I think.
Right.
And the green in the picture is where it attaches to the house. The red, we're going to remove that window and door, have a very large door that's closable. We'll reuse that door and window in the sunroom. And then the yellow shows essentially what hangs out past the deck.
In the critical area.
But none of it is going closer to the waterfront.
That's correct. It's to our left.
Is the yellow what used to be the uncovered deck
portion
of it?
That's what goes beyond the deck.
Yeah, that'll be.
Oh, okay.
Two feet beyond the
existing
deck.
From here to here. Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you.
So you'll be cutting that portion of the deck out and to build your family.
Okay. Yeah. And it's going to be an open underneath foundation.
Oh, okay.
And there's ivy, invasive ivy, underneath this side of the house. The other side of the house under the deck is dirt. There are a few weeds as well to the left of the photograph here under the deck. Currently the water, rainwater, goes through the deck and waters the ivy. It'll no longer water the ivy. The ivy may and may not survive.
That's a good thing.
Oh, it will.
As far as we know, it's not doing any damage. So we're not concerned about it either way, as far as whether it survives or not. The plan would be to move, we've got tall grass, oriental grass, or ornamental grass, where the yellow X's are. And then, depending on what we need, there'll probably be bushes where the X's are. We believe that the impact on the environment will be minimal. The property is very flat, and it actually slopes away from the bay. Whenever there's a flood, the water comes in from the home on the river.
On the other side.
On the other side. So any drainage goes that direction.
And you've asked, or may ask, if this is a hardship, if we don't get it. It's no hardship. It would just like a sunroom where one of us can go read in a room and the other one could watch TV. When I think of hardship, I'm a nurse, and I think of you having a stroke, not being able to talk or walk, or you've lost your home. So in that sense, it's not a hardship.
Thank you for that clarification.
We typically, there has not been enough water on this side. As you can see, this one is pretty scrawny. We plan to guide the water from the gutter to any plants that we have over here. I've done that in another location where we had a low-lying place that gathered water. And I put a sump pump in, took a hose to a tree that I was concerned with, and now this tree's doing great.
And do you foresee any issues with the mitigation, the 3-1 mitigation requirement?
If possible, we would like for it to just be for this overhang portion, which is 36 square feet, and which would result in 108 square feet of mitigation.
If we do that, we have to up this to a full variance, and we have to resubmit it to critical area for comment. I would recommend just keeping it as is, because we meet all the requirements for administrative variance, so it's all the same.
So we say leave what as is?
The mitigation.
Which would be, how much?
Right. 540 square foot, I believe, is 3 times 180 square foot. Right now, the deck's not considered lot coverage since
right.
It's
Right.
I see the distinction. So, right.
Mitigation
would be on the full
set. Yeah.
Full
sizing.
Okay.
And you'll yeah, so I'd recommend keeping the mitigation as is. That way, you don't have to have to go full variance to start the process over.
Sure.
Is that agreeable? Okay.
Yeah.
Certain
thing.
Yeah, it has to be native,
but we can
talk
about
okay.
It.
Well, the crepe myrtle
is.
It
yeah.
is.
Yeah, we have
so.
A native list.
Yeah, large list.
So, do we have any questions from my fellow commissioners? Val? No? No questions? Questions?
None whatsoever.
And this would be appropriate for actual approval, not recommendation, but approval.
Okay, so no other questions? No other concerns from Mr. Paulson? Okay, do I hear a motion?
I make a motion to approve the variance.
Do we have a second?
As submitted and presented.
With the 540 square feet of mitigation. Okay.
Second.
Okay, second. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Anyone opposed? Okay, thank you.
Good luck.
Okay. All right, so we'll move on to NALPF FY 2024 new applications. Recommendation for approval.
So this is the list of applications for the Maryland Agricultural Land Preservation Foundation. This cycle is combined the fiscal year 25 and 26 application cycle. We have limited funding. So we had 23 applications this year. One of them was pulled out because they wanted to do a subdivision. One of them pulled out because they had received an offer from FY 24 cycle, and then four were unfortunately disqualified because their soils didn't meet the criteria to apply. So what we're looking at is a list of all of the applications for this year that qualify. You're going to vote to recommend them for approval. They'll later be advanced to county council for approval for these to be potentially go under easement. It has to go through a ranking process, and that's confidential. So you're just looking at the application numbers right now. So some of these may or may not go under easement, but what we'll be voting on is flood application, I have to review that. They're either considered for future use for ag conservation. They're all in tier four, so there should be no reason that these aren't consistent. So we're just looking for an approval to advance these to council.
I just have a question, not being from here. What's the time frame when this goes under easement?
So if they do get the offer and they accept the easement, it's in perpetuity, it runs with the land forever. So basically, the way the program works is you have a certain number of development rights, depending on if you have like a pre-existing dwelling or not. That goes into the state appraises the property based on that. They buy those development rights and extinguish them, and then that's all recorded in the land records. So some of the properties can opt to have reserve a development right for a family lot, but it all has to be consistent with the Maryland Agricultural Land Preservation Foundation's standards. So anything that they do on the property has to be consistent with it once they do receive an offer and get that easement.
Okay, do we have questions?
So technically, this would be for the next 2 years, correct? This is combined.
Yes.
So.
Yeah, so the way the fiscal years work is they do it based on when they anticipate to get funding. So they anticipate funding going out in 2025.
And these have all been vetted. No reason for us to say no.
Yeah, I mean, we can pan around and see them, but the applications are pretty hefty. I've already sent them up to the state July 1st. Right now, we're kind of just working through the process of getting everything approved.
But for the record, your review of them find them to be consistent with the standards.
Correct.
In Brandon, so they would all qualify, the ones that are on the final list.
Correct.
So they've been.
So do we need a motion to approve?
To make a recommendation to the county. And this is not in any list of priority. It's just
a list of how I received them.
And then the county will then prioritize.
The Ag Board does the range. They go to approve it. They've already done so in 4-1. It'll advance the county council where they'll approve the rankings confidentially. That information will be shared with the public.
And that's the final.
And that'll be the final.
And just one other question. So the four that were disqualified for soils, does that mean that they weren't good
wet
farming soils?
Wet.
Yeah, so there's certain soils have certain, it's all rain, and so they have to have at least 50% qualifying soils. So a lot of them are wet or really sandy, but mostly in this county wet.
Oh, very interesting.
Do you have any idea how much money was available for this cycle?
It's about a third of what they've had.
So it won't be available again until 2027.
Yeah, so if you have someone that would like to apply, I would say contact our office around January 26th, because I have to submit them to the state July 1st. It might end up being a little different. We haven't gone through the client cycle in a while, but just based on the information shared, I would say January 26th would be soon as we could get any new applications. But there's other easement programs that people are interested in.
Do you happen to know how many acres presently in Dorchester are dedicated in the conservation?
I do not know.
Because this would add it.
This one totals out just under 1,800.
Yeah, they will not get an offer. All these folks won't get an offer. Usually it's about 2 to 3, maybe 4. So it'll be a fraction of this.
2 to 4 of the applicants.
Right. They go through the ranking process, and then they'll go through and choose which ones based on how we get the rank.
Is the 30 to 36 million statewide or Dorchester County?
Statewide.
Okay.
They break it up amongst the counties, and then there's a round two cycle.
Okay, thank you.
And one of the criteria is how close it is to having the possibility of getting water and sewer, right?
Yeah, if this was in like a tier one or tier two, it wouldn't qualify.
That's why you called it a tier four.
Do we have any other questions? Concerns, Mr. Collison? Yep. Okay.
I make a recommendation, motion that we accept it and forward it to our county commissioners as she has listed.
Okay, do we have a second?
I'll second.
Okay, all in favor of the positive recommendation?
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Okay, thank you very much. Very interesting. Okay. Our next item is site plan review for East Coast Organics LLC on Hicksburg Road and Route 50.
Yes, this is a site plan for East Coast Organics. The applicants are proposing to use the property as a landscaping supply store. It's this property here, parcel 210. Essentially, I mean, it's going to be kind of similar to what's, I think, Southside Supply. Yeah, same type of deal, just on this property. The landscaping material is going to be stored outside. There'll be an office trailer for customers. The uses are for the B2 zoning district, which this is in. The uses are permitted, so there's no issues with the zoning. Given that our department is recommending approval, contingent upon all their approvals from Dorchester County and State Highway Administration. We have Ms. Leatherman here, if the applicant, if you have any questions for her.
Does she wish to testify? Does she wish to testify?
Do you wish to testify? No? Okay. I have a question. Is there any, how large is the parcel, and is there any restriction on how much of the parcel can be used with the trailer and with the supplies?
I think the parcel itself is like about seven acres. I mean, this isn't in Chesapeake Bay critical area, so there's no like lot coverage requirements or anything like that. So, yeah, I mean, there's no, unless there's like maybe some forest conservation things, but other than that, there's no like really limits in terms.
And if there were any concerns with Route 50, the state highway would handle that.
That's what that's what I was thinking.
Is there any 50
access?
It's Hicksburg.
It's the access is off of Hicksburg.
Right, no access on 50.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's been working with them a lot, getting a lot squared away. So, but yeah, the access will be from Hicksburg, not from Route 50.
Okay. Do we have any other questions or concerns? Val? Val? Mr. Collison, do you have any?
Just would recommend that if you're inclined to approve, to follow the recommendations of staff, and that it would be contingent upon approval from those agencies listed.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Do we have a motion to approve? Contingent on the approval of the four agencies outlined.
I would make a motion to approve under those circumstances.
All right, do we have a second?
Second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Okay. Thank you.
Good luck.
Okay, now we have our final item is the Board of Appeal case 2796 Rourke, a variance for 6221 Solomon Circle, Hurlock, Maryland, 21643, zoned rural residential.
Yes, this is just for appeals case number 2796 Rourke. You can't see it here on the aerial, but there's a home here now, and you'll see on the site plan that's provided. But yeah, essentially the applicant wants to build a pole building kind of in this location. And the proposed building is, so this is a corner lot, so there's two front yard setbacks. He wants to build it, you know, closer to the required setback. So hence he's asking for the 30-foot variance.
So I just need to be clear, it'll be within 10 feet of the road or 30 feet back from the road?
Yeah, I didn't understand.
Yeah, it'll be 10 feet from the property line.
You said a 30-foot variance, which would result in a 10-foot setback. So the structure will be 10 feet to the street.
Yes. Yeah. I'm not sure. I don't believe the applicant's here. So
So he backs the Lord Crossing Road fronts on Solomon's, and the only really person that would be affected would be the person on the Asbury Lane side, right?
There is no person on the Asbury Lane side.
Because it's going to be on their side,
yeah.
6219.
But it's going to be a road between them.
Yeah, a road between them. And, mm-hmm.
And that's the access road, isn't it, Val?
Yeah, and that's just a little teeny road.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's true. All the property owners nearby have been alerted. If they have any.
Ben, I have a question for you. So it looks like there's this 10-foot drainage utility easement.
Look on the sketch, the last page.
On the sketch, inside Asbury Lane. And then the building, so the building looks like it's actually 30 feet away from the road.
And that's what's
what is the, what is the setback 40. Supposed to be? 40? 40.
And you'll see it. See the dotted line? That's 40.
Yeah, so I don't think it was drawn to scale, the applicant, but he has told me that he wants it to be
close.
Yeah, that 10.
10 feet, so it would be a 30-foot variance.
Yeah. So I just don't think he, because I asked him, and I was like, that's not really drawn to scale, but he just wanted to.
He'd be closer to Asbury Lane than it's looking on this map.
Right, okay.
Yeah, it'd be a lot closer, mm-hmm.
He's going to be up to that drainage easement.
Pretty much, yeah. Right. That's a 10-foot easement.
Mm-hmm. And is that a problem with the easement?
If it's not in the, if it's right next to it, it's not really an issue. There might be some complications, but at a certain point, it's on the property owner.
So this would be going to Board of Appeals, but would any other state agencies have any oversight on this, like state?
The county, all the county agencies are notified,
okay.
And they will submit comment to the board.
And this is significantly high ground.
Yeah, it's not critical area or anything like that, so they don't have any comments.
That whole field's high.
It may be noteworthy, if you look at the actual macadam or gravel portion of Asbury Lane, it's a distance. It looks from here, but this is accurate, about maybe 10 or 15 feet from where the line is. So really, his setback, the building's going to be probably 25 feet from the actual gravel portion of the road. You see that area?
And there's a ditch in between that.
Yeah.
You have the easement here, and this is.
Right. So the dark line is the boundary line of the lot. The county right-of-ways are 50 feet, but the gravel portion of those are never 50 feet wide. Mm-hmm. So practically speaking, the building is going to be probably 25 feet
from
the travel portion of the
road. Yeah, he's not going to block anybody looking left or right to turn or anything.
Yeah, it's far enough from those intersections. Yeah. Had there been no, if you would, shoulder or grassy area, like more of an issue. And it's, it's such a, you see a very small internal street of a subdivision, so high traffic.
Were there any comments from any neighbors?
Not yet. That'll happen.
Okay.
With the opportunity for it.
So does anybody have any questions or concerns?
No.
Okay, do we want to make a favorable recommendation to the Board of Appeals?
I'd make a favorable recommendation that it be accepted if the guidelines that have been given up to the Board of Appeals.
Okay. Do we have a second?
Second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Anyone opposed? Okay. Thank you. And then we have the next category of other business. Do we have any other business, Mr. Collison? Ben?
Yeah, I do, but I don't know whether we should do it in work session.
It in rough? Just we need a general idea.
Solar cap. I understand it's in your office.
Yeah, my understanding, and you might have to talk with Susan about that, but I believe new legislation is being proposed at the next county council meeting.
The question being what the status is of the solar cap. Is it Greg Scollins?
There you go.
Gotcha. So So there, the county is
waiting on us, is what I got today.
Need to talk with the season about, I'm a little less involved.
So updated guidelines may be forthcoming soon.
Yeah, that'd be good.
And they're waiting for planning and zoning's input?
Comments?
To
review and comment?
Yes. So it's not going to happen next month.
Yeah, I guess it has to come to you guys first before.
Right.
Yeah, my understanding, Susan Paul Neal's going to go to the next county council meeting, but maybe that's not correct.
Maybe if you could have Susan, perhaps somebody, email the board members on what they see as the timeline for that, maybe be helpful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, any other business? Okay, shall we entertain a motion to adjourn?
Excuse me. Can I ask a couple of questions?
Yes, you may.
Sure.
Sure.
Okay, thank you. Wasn't sure how to do this.
Well, you already swore yourself in, correct?
No, he did not.
I don't know.
Oh, okay, can you?
Oh, that's all I was going to ask, okay, I didn't look at it.
Yeah, okay, no problem.
Do you want to swear me in?
Yeah, sure. Would you please raise your right hand? Do you swear that the evidence you shall give to the board in this action shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do.
Okay, and can you state your name, address?
Sure, Michael Donnelly, 179 Tomlinson Road, Sugar Loaf, Pennsylvania.
Okay.
Okay.
We recently went under contract for a property. We're looking to move down here full-time next year. And so on my way to planning and zoning and critical area folks to talk to them, and timing-wise, it saw you guys were meeting, so I thought I'd stop in and maybe run my quick questions past you. It's just two. On the parcel or the water, there are two sides, if you will, that face the water. And so there's like a sort of Venn diagram with this 100-foot buffer coming in from both sides. And this survey that I have was done by the current owner back in fourth quarter of last year, so pretty recent. And my question is, I also have a plat from the subdivision when it was set up in approximately 1980. And on, with respect, on the subdivision, each lot has a BRL, the building restriction lines on it. The two lines that are running parallel to the water, if you will, on the new survey, I don't see those because there's obviously a line drawn for the 100-foot buffer. And my question is, in one case, the BRLs were not the same distance from the water line. And in one case, the buffer is more inland than the BRL. In the other case, see if I can get this right, the BRL is in further than the 100-foot buffer. And I guess my question is, with the critical area program, do those two BRLs, are they kind of moot at this point? Do they kind of go away, and are they replaced by the 100-foot buffer?
I don't think we should have done
this. I'm not giving legal advice to you.
Oh, yep. I thought it was a zoning question.
But I will generally state, you have to comply with the 100-foot buffer, no matter where that falls on any subdivision
lot.
And if the building restriction line for any subdivision is still in existence, it has not formally been amended, you have to comply with that. Where they fall, you would have to comply with both technically.
I would like to say, thank you, Councilor. We have a process, and these people do a doggone good job.
I'm sorry, is this in reference to any one of these cases?
I don't think so.
I think it's got something coming. He's planning. Have you submitted a permit yet?
We just went under contract yesterday. So
to buy the lot or to build the house?
To buy the lot.
But, gotcha. So it's nothing pending.
Yeah, I don't have any.
No, so he just came for general information.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
We recommend.
Yeah, I'm not ready to speak, but I'm not like.
We would recommend that you see these people in this hall.
Yeah. So
this is a good planning commission meeting that.
Right.
For these cases,
okay,
might we just close this meeting first?
Right.
This is more of just like a staff.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I was going, that's where I was going first, but then I got here like 5 to 12.
Yeah. We're committed to the agenda that's established, but yeah, they will be more than glad to help you afterwards and to clarify that. But
perfect.
Generally speaking, you do have to comply with both building restrictions and the setback.
Okay.
But I'd like to say we always are pleased to see other Pennsylvanians come to Maryland.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate it. Thanks for taking my questions.
All right. So may I have a motion to adjourn?
Make the motion to adjourn.
Okay. Second?
Second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay. Thank you.
Hey, Ben, I will not be available the first September meeting.
Okay, yeah, we don't have any next September meeting.
Okay.
We what?
I will not be here September meeting.